Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. First things first.
So, before I moved to Johannesburg, when I was still living in KZN in Durban, there was one guy in particular that I wouldn't say I looked up to, but I thought was a great person and a great role model.
Okay.
And I'd seen him on TV. I'd seen him, obviously, whenever he did interviews. And the message that he seemed to preach and how he carried himself was very, very resonated with me.
Mm-hmm.
Then, in 2005, I moved to Johannesburg. And I got to meet this guy.
Mm-hmm.
How? Then I was like, this guy is fake, Moss. Like, really, this guy is fake, 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 fake. There's nothing honest and sincere about this guy at all. Then I lost all the respect.
Why do I think I know who you're talking about?
You definitely know who I'm talking about.
Fake how?
Just fake everything.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Fake humility. Jay Yonka Leondo. I was like, very, very, very disappointed. Anyway, this week, Cristiano Ronaldo had an interview with Piers Morgan. I think it's the first one they've done since before he was about to leave
Manchester United.
Yes, about 2 years ago or something.
Mm-hmm.
And that one caught a lot of attention because it spoke about the state of the change rooms in Manchester United, what the chefs are paid. This one was a lot more lighthearted, right? And there's a question that Piers Morgan asked Cristiano Ronaldo. Listen to how he answered.
You and Beckham, you're walking across the Copacabana for, say, 10 minutes. Who gets the most attention?
Not famous?
Not famous, just your body.
Me. 100%.
I knew it. I knew it. Well,
come on, Piers.
I agree with you.
You agree. Thank you.
Just trying to tease it out of you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I don't need that, but imagine. Well, let's imagine something.
No one's looking at Beckham.
Come on. Come on. You know that.
He knows
his
that.
Face is beautiful, yeah, and some face.
The rest is
normal. Like, it's normal. I'm not normal. I'm perfecto.
Also, he has too many tattoos, doesn't he? Don't you think?
I don't know.
Do you think he should have that surgery?
He has tattoos. I think
he's covered in tattoos.
Yeah, tattoos.
Absolutely covered in them. Hmm?
Well, very looking good. He's a guy that I like. It's a guy who speak good. I like him.
Yeah. So he basically said he's perfect.
Yes.
The internet reacted very viscerally to this. They're like, no, he's full of himself. Yeah. He's arrogant. Yada, yada, yada. And look, if you are a Christian, for example, the Bible speaks about pride being a sin.
Yes.
And so humility is a good virtue. But even to a point where somebody's asking you now a very serious question, lying is also a sin. You see?
Yeah.
If I'm Cristiano Ronaldo and I sit here and I lie to you, you can see the guy's body, man. Yini, why do we like this thing? Wait, Caesar, how are things going?
Oh, that's
all. I says, why? What's going on? What's this thing?
Why am I not surprised that you went to talk about this?
I'm just saying, like, Gavuzampo. Yini nfuna manga.
You know, to be honest, though,
yeah.
I think people like fake humility.
Yeah.
Which is why when you're fake humble, you become like the best thing since sliced bread. But I've always loved people who are arrogantly honest about who they are.
Mm.
If you're not a nice person and you say, Minaville, I'm not a nice person. I will rather someone who is that brutally honest about who they are, as opposed to someone who tries to pretend to be something else. If you feel you're good looking, tell me you're good looking.
Yeah.
Because if you don't toot your own horn, who must toot it for you?
Mm.
Hey.
Look, growing up. growing up, it wasn't nice. I was the pretty kid everywhere I went.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very uncomfortable because it made people uncomfortable. And so trying to be humble and trying to be, you know, I'm humble about it was a bit odd for me.
Yeah.
Because I looked at myself in the mirror, I was like, okay, you just look fine. You just look like any other normal person.
Mm-hmm.
But to people, it's like, oh, na manga we na. Yo,
he has
chela. So it was a lot.
Now, that's an important one, right?
Yeah.
Because the Rugu's chela one, it starts off at a very young age.
Yes.
So I remember the first time I was confronted by people that I thought were my friends.
Yeah.
They're telling me, I think I'm better than them. I was so confused. I was like, bro, what do you mean?
Because
I was just being myself, right? But I couldn't understand. But it speaks to a larger thing about society, Juliet, right?
Yeah.
Because society is unequal, not just financially, but in every other aspect. There are better looking people than others. There are taller people than others. Mm. Just everything.
Mm.
The world then looks to humble people and seek for a great leveler.
Absolutely.
Right? They'll even say things like, let's say somebody's doing well. They say, yeah, life will humble you.
Mm-hmm.
You see, pride comes before the fall.
Mm-hmm.
All of those things, because people feel a certain way about themselves. Mm. So now they see Mbali. It's like, ay, Mbali, ay, when inu mushle kanje.
Yeah.
You see? What are your thoughts on this?
You know, with me, strangely enough, the arrogant, and this is inverted commas, people, I tend to lean towards them as well, like Mpo was saying. And people would ask me, how are you friends with that person? Like, how are you friends with this one? He's so arrogant. Because for me, it's an attraction.
Mm. Yeah.
We are Zazi, you know, not to go to Yastrela and stuff. And my friends, most of them are those kind of people. They are very... I know who I am. I'm going to tell you straightforward. I'm smart, or I'm very beautiful. They're like that, you know? But with me, it was in between. I think growing up, a dark child, it's like, it wasn't that attraction thing. But as you grow older, and then you're like, wow, I'm gold, actually. Mm. So it's now, it sounds like I'm very arrogant when I say it. And I'm like, am I really being arrogant as a Christian, or is it what it is? It is what it is.
You know? So I remember when I started working with you, obviously I knew you from Prime Media. But then when we got here, I was like, Juliet, you are the best traffic presenter we have in the building.
And I tell her that all the time.
Up the gate, I said it.
Yeah.
And she's like, no, really, sis?
Yeah.
Dude, it's listen to how you do traffic.
Because society, as you say, wants you to humble yourself. I mean, even growing up in a family that has done well for themselves, when you go out into the world, you must almost pretend as though Aniko, in inverted commas, rich gini. Just so everyone else doesn't look at you funny, or you can sort of try and blend in. Why am I trying to be something I'm not? Ngikhule kunemoto
kithi. Yeah.
Manje I must pretend ukuthi bengihamba ngeteksi all my life.
Or you wanna pass the credit on to someone you believe feels less.
Yeah. Right?
Like, no, also she's also good,
it's
you
so
know.
So sad.
Yeah.
So let us know, what are your thoughts? Like, insincere communication, insincere compliments, people that aren't true to what they actually are. How do you feel about this?
On the streets, on the air, without blowing my horn, I remember there's this department that I used to work for. I walked into the director's room. I was being accused of being racist by this other white contractor. And trust me, my demeanor was that I'm not the dumbest person in this room. And my body language actually did let everybody know, Uguti, y'all a bunch of idiots, and I'm not one of you. Thank you.
That's funny.
The problem is not the person. The problem is the recipients, the people who are receiving what the person who knows who and what they are is saying. I will not come here and act dumb when I know very well that I'm not dumb. I will not come here and act ugly when I know very well that I'm not ugly. Yes, I might not be the most beautiful girl under the sun, but I know that I am beautiful, and I know that I am confident, and I know that I am smart. So if my being smart and my being beautiful is making you uncomfortable, that ain't my problem. That ain't my problem. I ain't gonna come here and fake humble myself because I want to accommodate you. No, there is something about you as well that you can say, ngawe, you know. If you know that you're a beautiful singer, you tell us that, mina ningangiculeli ngoba ngiyakwazi ukuyiculela. Like, you know, you can be humble and truthful at the same time. Nobody said you need to accompany humbleness with lies just to accommodate people.
Hey, good morning, Kaya and the team. Sizwan, you know, this thing, even Mandulo, yayikhona. Because if you listen to Zisho Zakudala, kwakuthiwa sobohla amanyosi, kuyophela siyofana. Idala nje ikhona lento yokuhambula abantu who are doing well. So nje akusinto yayizolo nje, into yakudala nje.
Which is the truth, vele. Siyophela siyofana one day, right? We'll all get eaten by maggots. But okay, while we here, I mean, you see, but another thing is this. I like that you brought up Mandulo in historical times, because there's also something called Ukpuka, this Zulu, right? So I'm trying to think of a direct translation for putra. Somebody who's, because it's not necessarily a lie, but somebody who tells you what you want to hear. Yabo?
Okay.
Yeah.
The thing is about society, you know, we like judging people from a distance, you know, until we sit with them, you know, and have a conversation. And then that particular perception will change, you know. One particular example is AKA, you know, he was branded arrogant. Mm. But those who knew him closely will tell you different.
Yeah.
Yeah, boom.
Yep, absolutely.
Keenan was the one also. Aish, RIP to my G. My babies, Uncle C's is here. Today we've got a riddle for you. And this riddle comes from another baby named Mpo, funny enough.
Why did the woman carry her helmet to the restaurant?
It's quite difficult, actually. Anybody want to take a stab at it?
Well, she couldn't be stabbed because she was wearing a helmet.
That is funny. Okay, so if you know the answer to a riddle, ask mom and dad if you can use their phone and then give us a shout, please. 086-000-0959. Onele, good morning.
My name is Zoninjane. It's
you. Great, Baba Wena.
I'm not saying I prefer Umundo straightforward. If Umundo front your butle back, if Umundo front your back, it's yours. So many Umundo. I remember Mawendela commented earlier on Umundo or fake. I remember growing up, looking up to teachers, who celebrated, humble, hardworking. You almost encounter now in person. Nah, he's not what he's been displaying to us. I was so disappointed. And I met him a second time. I thought the first time maybe I caught him in a bad day. Second time, it's the same thing. At Lumundo, opened the range on camera, but he's this check in real life. I was so disappointed.
And you from Tembisa, so same class, you know.
The reason why I relate more now is this, especially more interactive with Twitter. You are yourself. And you don't write about Nemali, like it's yours. I can understand. So I'm perceived different because about the thing I'm arrogant in real life. My second interaction, now may find out one, I'm just a nice guy and I'm not what they thought I am.
That happens as well. So obviously people judge a book by its cover. You can't blame them for that. If they've never interacted with you, they're not in close proximity to you, there's no way for them to know your true character.
And in fact,
when I spoke at AKA's memorial, right, if you go and listen to her speech, the reason why I spoke that way is because a lot of people that never got to experience Keenan only knew him through social media. And if obviously, if you know a person through social media, you don't know even just a fraction of who they are, who they truly are.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Nah, thank you very much for that.
Okay, sharp, thanks, Sizo.
Sharp, that's Onele in Tembisa.
Yo, Sizo, nami yam zondo muntu tando kuti mina anna malamara mauta tuwe abonu kuti ohamba nge fancy cash is clean or ya puma ugupi gupi on the status is eating fancy. Why can't you just tell me that I won't be able to borrow you money? Don't say, anna mal, yo, nami ya shota, yes, I hate that.
Pela, nami ya shota, it's enough for me to do my things. I can go to Cape Town. But he has not done it in class away.
Mamelan, Mafetu, I don't have a problem with Umuntu or confident, if we may put it that way, and arrogantly so. But then the manner of which you say things and treat people is the most important. So, yebo, ungazitshela ukuthi yami mina ngimuhle, but then don't rub it in our faces. Eh, phela sikho ukuthi nabanye ndesiyazi.
That's funny. No, uqinisile kodwa phela vele. Hayi ukuthi ufuna siphile yona leyo nto. Your confidence must begin and end with yourself. You see, I always say confidence is an inner thing, outward going, and then how people receive it, okay, that's their own issue because it's also an inner thing.
Yep.
Yeah.
Msizwane, yes, Musa Shoja Rotin has a cocomate. Growing up, out here, Gubu Bivane, DSTV, Ariel Mnet. Back then, Tina Besibuela from 5 until 6, Baba Vula and a little period. I was feeling it, Hashem. What 3 minutes, I'm still going to watch TV, but it was on one among both.
I mean, I continue to humble, especially with my career as well. So going home in my pilot's uniform, I'll get compliments where I get compliments, and I'll use it as a platform to educate who's in Susse the compliment. And then the others will just see a nest in apps, and I won't correct them to say, no, I'm actually a pilot because I want to be humble. So stay in your lane. I stay in my lane as far as possible.
Yeah, that's another reason people tend to not share as much as they should, because of that. Umona, jealousy, lawyer, younger Leon.
You know, when you talk about fake humble people, you remind me of Casper Nyovest. Vest. Yes, yes, yarr! You see that guy, ne? He can never survive a day with me. He could never survive a day with me, because what do you mean when you are humble? What do you mean you are humble when we see right through you? Ah, don't tell me about that guy. Busy wasting our time here. But also, there tends to be a very fine line between confidence and arrogance. So sometimes it's very easy for people to just look at you and then misinterpret you being confident as being arrogant. So yeah, but Casper, yes.
Shame, man. So in Casper's defense, Casper understands showmanship. So he understands, for example, that as an entertainer, you must be perceived a certain way. So does that other guy that I mentioned at the beginning of the show. I just didn't mention his name, right? He also understands that. But I was having a discussion now off air with him, Paul. That in itself is a form of manipulation, because you're manipulating people to believe something that isn't necessarily true.
You know what you guys are saying is so true, especially like in the workplace, right? And then as a result, you end up selling yourself short. We were actually talking about this at work yesterday. You sell yourself short. You settle for less money because you don't want to toot your own horn, which is so wrong. There are people walking around with bigger heads, bigger salaries that know less than you. And here you are selling yourself short. No, we need to change that narrative. Be honest about who you are and what your capabilities are and what you're proud of.
Mm. For me, Cristiano Ronaldo is confident. He's just confident about himself. I don't see anything wrong. Especially if when you believe in yourself and... If you know Cristiano Ronaldo, he's his personality, G. Yeah, he has confidence on himself. So, G, he's the real coach there.
So let me tell you something else, right? I don't watch football, but from what I know about Cristiano Ronaldo, that guy works extremely hard, very dedicated to his work, always training. And usually people that excel do that. You just don't see the hard work. You just see the results. Now, if somebody is already an extremely hard worker and they've put in everything that they put into their career, for them to come there and downplay that is absolute nonsense. You know how hard they work to be at that level. Why on earth do they want to downplay that? No ways.
Seize the world. Yo, Mina, I'm one of those people. Ne? You are hot, girl. Your body is banging and... And you fool Leandro because, yay, lest I get a big head about myself and then the next thing, God forbid, something happens and then I can't walk in these sexy legs. I can't have these six-pack. I can't have all these other things that people deem to be, like, you know, the body. But just as girl, you're hot. You're banging. You know, you work for this body. You eat for this body. And... Yeah, but hey, I really feel a bit uncomfortable at times when people compliment me a lot. I kind of feel sometimes a bit undressed. I don't really like the public attention, but I know Oguti, yay, Alom Zimba is the one.
Yeah, so that's also understandable, right? And by the way, majority of people are actually shy about their achievements. They feel good about them, but they shy. So when you hear that from somebody else, it will make you feel some type of way. That's understandable. Also, I know what the people are going to say now, going to the open line. They're going to tell us the voice note is incomplete without a picture. What body are we talking about here?
If you missed it live, Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.